we got through some interesting stuff in the first part, I thought. Revealed a few secrets and nailed a few home truths, I think. To close the evening, I thought we might perhaps try and be... Just change the mood a little bit and perhaps be a little bit more light-hearted and perhaps a little bit more practical and come up with some interesting stories and anecdotes about real life as a mastering engineer, which sometimes perhaps would leave us looking around for the men in white coats to come and lock us up. But anybody got something they can start this off with?
I did once have a session where the guy said, could you make it more egg-shaped? Admittedly, he did fall about laughing the minute he said it, but he said, make it more egg-shaped. And I just looked at him blankly, obviously.
Well, I think we'll go home now. Brilliant.
More egg-shaped.
I think it's going along a similar theme, I suppose. It was actually at the Exchange when I was working there, and we had one of the very first... Sonic Solutions denoise systems come in, and someone booked an evening session to denoise classical piece of music, and this chap walked in with a 1630 finished CD master. I said, what do you want to do with this? He said, well, there's noise at the end, I want you to get rid of the noise and then I'm going to reissue it. Played the end of this track, there's nothing there. He said, no, turn it up and listen. Turn it up, there's nothing there. He says, listen at the end, that dog barking. And he wanted to be me to de-dog it.
These days, of course, seem to have software that would probably do that.
They've got a de-dog button.
Yeah.
Going back to the weird descriptions of some of these people want, is similar to the egg-shaped things. It was this is a deflated, clear plastic rugby ball. I'd like you to inflate it, please. The same guy had he had a square piece of plastic round his neck, which was painted in bright colours. And his mate, what's that? And his mate said it's the thing that fell off a clock. And he painted it and decided he was going to wear it to the session. So that's a bit strange. He goes, yeah, but his girlfriend drives around with a pyramid on her head.